This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Obama says he is responsible for the failure of two high-profile nominations.
This was a self-induced injury that I'm angry about, and we're going to make sure we get it fixed.
The president spoke on ABC and other television networks after his nominees pulled out of contention because of personal tax problems. One was Tom Daschle, his pick for Health and Human Services Secretary. The other was Nancy Killefer, tapped as Chief Performance Officer, a new position aimed at making government run more efficiently. It was a major setback for a new president who set out high standards for his administration. Joining us now for some analysis is NPR's Juan Williams. He's at member station KUER in Salt Lake City this morning and joins us live. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What hurt Tom Daschle the most, Juan? I mean, was it his failure to fully pay his taxes or was it something less tangible?
Well, in isolation, Renee, the tax issue wasn't enough, but it came after Tim Geithner, now the Treasury Secretary, was confirmed despite his tax problems, a failure to pay some back taxes. And then the nation's editorial pages became vociferous in condemning Daschle for not paying his taxes. Also, you've got to think about it in political terms. The Republicans in the Senate chose not to attack Geithner, who was the real golden boy on Wall Street. Some Republicans eventually, of course, voted against Geithner, but they knew he had the votes to be confirmed at that point. Daschle, on the other hand, ran into a hail of criticism from Republicans. The conflict of interest charges, especially about the speaking fees that came from healthcare companies, that he would now have some say about dealing with them in terms of healthcare reform. So this was a real moment in which you saw him, Daschle, being portrayed as a limousine liberal, and it was damaging not only to efforts about health care reform, but I think also to President Obama, who had developed a reputation for managerial, being an adept manager during the campaign and running things smoothly. Here was Tom Daschle, Geithner, and Killefer, as you mentioned, creating a huge image problem for the administration.
Just 2 days ago, though, President Obama said he absolutely backed Tom Daschle. What did the loss of this particular nominee mean for the president?
Boy, I tell you, Renee, Daschle was a mentor to President Obama, a big brother in so many ways. I mean, in the Senate, it was Tom Daschle who really helped the new senator from Illinois get his political feet under him. In the presidential campaign, Tom Daschle, again, was someone who was so central to giving credibility early on to President Obama. And don't forget, Tom Daschle's a hero among Democrats, much admired as a decent Midwestern, plain-spoken man who they felt was unreasonably targeted when he was defeated in the Senate. So in a way, President Obama was blind to any thought of an ethical lapse by his hero, Tom Daschle, and Daschle didn't inform him fully of any tax problem before the nomination. So Obama's trust here was not repaid.
There was a second failed nomination yesterday. As we said, Nancy Killefer stepped aside, though her tax problem was, relatively minor. We're talking hundreds of dollars, and she did not need Senate confirmation. Why did she withdraw?
Critical mass, Renee. You're right. It was a small problem, but one administration official told me yesterday it grew as an issue in light of what had happened with Geithner and then Daschle. Because she was going to be in charge of accountability and the czar of government efficiency. And it just was too much at this point. It had reached the breaking point. Even the Chicago Tribune, President Obama's hometown paper, editorialized that Obama, who had set such high standards, was now either hypocritical or obtuse, to quote them.
Juan, given all this, later today, the president is scheduled to appear with Treasury Secretary Geithner, who was confirmed despite his tax problems. Is it possible that this will spark a fresh round of criticism?
I think it's inevitable, Renee. Today's event is to announce a ceiling on executive pay at companies that take federal bailout money. The administration sees it, therefore, as advertising their virtues, but I don't see how it could not turn into more discussion about Geithner and Daschle.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams.